We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
How are we looking? Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Boy, I tell you what, the end of that NASCAR race last night, I'm sitting there watching that, and oh my goodness, how Ryan Newman walked away with just some serious injuries, but nothing life-threatening, I have no idea, but my God, they build those cars amazingly, I guess, right? The end of that race last night. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I've got it posted over on the Facebook fan page. You can certainly go there and see for yourself. But last evening, it was a scary, scary, scary mess coming down to the very finish of the end of that Daytona 500 that was marred by rain the day before. And Ryan Newman's injuries, they said last night, non-life-threatening following the fiery crash of the Daytona 500. And that's the best news of all. That really is. That's the best news of all. He barrel rolled all the way through the, you know, kind of like the end. He slid across the finish line in a fiery crash, I guess is the best way to put it. Fans are gasping, and it was silent. Black screens were then placed around his car. They were working to get him out. And in the last time we saw anything like this was when, obviously, Dale Earnhardt Sr. had crashed and passed away. And then, while everybody was expecting the worst, it comes out that he's going to be okay. You know, I mean, obviously, as far as life-threatening injuries go, he's going to survive this. So, safety's come a ton, a long, long way in the sport. Sometimes you're reminded that it is still a very, very dangerous sport. And big crashes at Daytona, we've seen them before. Like I mentioned, there was Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s crash that ultimately took his life, but man, what an accident, what an incident yesterday at Daytona. 855-830-8640. You want to chime in? I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zinzola across the way. Evan Heffelfinger is here as well. Got everybody on hand today here in the office and here in the studio. So if you want to chime in, feel free. You can also get a hold of us on Twitter @Bill_Michaels. You can find us over on the radio.com app. Take us anywhere and everywhere. And you can also get a hold of us on the website with all the, you know, all the different links that are right there. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. And you can find us over there as well. So plenty of different ways. If you want to stay involved with the program, you certainly may. But Ryan Newman is apparently, now, no update today is a good update today, but apparently going to be okay. And it just, you know. Again, sitting there watching that last night, it was amazing because I'm watching Twitter explode, Facebook explode. People that were watching the race went back and had their DVRs on or had their ability to replay it, and they were taking video of it and posting it. It was over and over and over and over and over again, and it was just the more I watched it, the more I went, "Oh my God!" And then it was Steve Zotke from the Final Inspection. Steve had texted me last night and said they're being told for the media to gather. They have an announcement, and that made my heart sink, because the last time we heard that was when they announced that Dale Earnhardt Sr. had passed, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, no, this can't happen. And then I sat there like everybody else and just watched and waited, and then the good news came that you know, Ryan Newman, while the crash was significant and serious, the injuries were nothing more than serious injuries, and he was resting, and he was in the hospital, Halifax Medical Center, and And I just, I was blown away. I was completely blown away that, that he survived that. So I guess when they say prayers, they really do work, because last night was one of those situations, I guess, where if you want to say there's evidence, maybe there's evidence. I mean, they build those things incredibly well. Don't get me wrong. Those roll cages and those cages around the drivers. But my God, that was about as severe as I've seen in a long, long, long time. So Ryan Newman looks to be, at least for right now, on the road to recovery, and hopefully that, that continues. In the meantime, the Brewers making moves. We got Adam McAlvey coming up here shortly. We're going to talk with him from Brewers.com and MLB.com. We're going to talk with him about a little bit about what we talked about yesterday, and I'm going to go back because I am going to discuss the arbitration hearing with Josh Hader and where the Brewers stand. Yesterday, I thought it was rather interesting that Ryan Braun shows up to camp, and now everybody's there. He's one of the last guys to walk through the doors, and we've always heard that he doesn't need spring training, so, you know, don't worry about it. But he comes into camp and starts asking guys, hey, does anybody have a first baseman's glove? Because Yasmani Grandal took the one that they had, and they can't find it. So, anyway, long story short, was that he's trying to find himself a first baseman's mitt, if you will. So we'll talk a little bit about that and his anticipation. You know, I would assume that at some point, whether it's Rawlings or Mizuno or somebody who comes by with gloves, one of the manufacturers is going to come in and fit him with something, right? You would assume that. I thought it would have been done before him walking through the doors of camp. But yeah, the joke way yesterday was, hey, does anybody got a first baseman's glove? Because Ryan Braun is going to need one. So I thought we'll talk with Adam McAlvey about that coming up here in about 5 minutes as well. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by good friends at New Mail Medical Center, treating guys with ED all over the state, with beyond the borders as well. They have got a 98% success rate. You do not have to live with the winter fat garbage. You don't have to worry about cabin fever. They can help you out in so many different areas. And the best part about it is, when it comes to New Mail Medical, if you find yourself being tired and moody and down and just dragging, especially this time of year, maybe they can help you out. It could just be low T treatments. And I do that. It's spectacular. It does make a difference. It makes a difference in your sleep. It makes a difference how refreshed you feel when you wake up, your energy levels, all that kind of good stuff. And you can get that checked out. It takes you maybe about 10 minutes. All you got to do is call them, get in for an appointment, and it takes you maybe about 10 minutes. You're in and out, and they'll let you know what your numbers are. But just call them, 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Also, the all-in-one weight loss program, yes, it works. I did not eat well over the weekend, and I'm still down a pound from Friday to today. So I consider that a success, because I didn't eat the best. I kind of indulged over the weekend, if you will. And I'm still on the quest to lose another 8 pounds before I leave for spring training, which is a week from this Saturday. So I think, what, there's 10 days, 12 days left, and I've got maybe 8 pounds to go in 12 days. I can do this. I got this. I can do this. There's still food sitting around in there from the weekend. I got this. But it works. The all-in-one weight loss program really does work. The meal plans really work. All you got to do is call them, 414-455-4451. When we come back, Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com. We're going to talk with him about Ryan Braun showing up looking for a first baseman's mitt. We'll talk about Josh Hader and his arbitration hearing. And the Brewers made a move last night, in case you didn't know. All of that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We're glad to have you. Our friends at Lake Country Doors, they're glad to have you as well. That is, that's a tremendous staff out there. They really are. Good people. Good people out at Lake Country Doors. Ben and the whole staff, call them 262-751-2674. 751-2674. You can find them on Facebook as well. Or just simply go to lakecountrygaragedoors.com. Top quality garage door company. They put you first. They've done a ton of work at my house, and it has been absolutely spectacular. And it makes a difference in the garage. It makes a difference in the heat and the air conditioning in the summer and winter time. So By all means, give Ben and all them a call, 262-751-2674, 262-751-2674. If you're out looking for tires, by the way, featuring Goodyear, Dunlop, Kelly, and a whole slew of them, our friends at J&L Tire Service, servicing Johnson Creek, Watertown, and all the way through the Lake Country area out there, surrounding areas for over 25 years. Go to jandltire.com. That's jandltire.com. Lyle and his staff are great people, and his whole family are huge into philanthropy out there. And I can't say any more great things about them. They're right off of 94 in Johnson Creek and in the Watertown area. Again, go to jandltire.com. That is jandltire.com. And see for yourself all the things that they have to offer and just what good people they really, really are out there. No Adam, huh? He just canceled. Oh, got some things going on out there, I guess. So, that being said, no Adam McAlvey today. We're going to get Adam at a later date this week. But Adam McAlvey, one of the things that, in case you did not know, the Brewers, they signed Brock Holt. Now, when you say who is Brock Holt, you can look him up. He's kind of a flamboyant fan favorite from Boston. He's a utility man. He played every position but pitcher and catcher last year for the Boston Red Sox. He's a 271 hitter. A couple of years ago, he ended up with a concussion, and he had some lingering effects going through 2017, if I read correctly. But he's hit for the cycle a couple of times, once against the Yankees in a big series. He's a guy that can pretty much do it all. He's not been a consistent starter, but coming off the bench, he has been a tremendous utility guy. And the Brewers were looking for that, and they found one. So yesterday, the Brewers went out and signed Brock Holt, and they're bringing him into camp as well. So the big news, I guess, is one, they signed him. Two, obviously, Ryan Braun, everybody's now there for full squad workouts today. Ryan Braun shows up. Christian Yelich is there. Everybody's coming into camp. And Ryan Braun looking for a first baseman's mitt because he knows he's going to be playing quite a bit of first base this upcoming season. So there's a lot going on there. But that was kind of the dropping news last night as I was watching the NASCAR race. Jeff Passan of ESPN all of a sudden tweeted that the Brewers had this interest. I'm thinking, okay, it's not a pitcher, okay? It's not bringing in this other arm. But it's, again, shoring up additional positions in the infield. And something that they felt that they needed, that they had to have a guy that was going to be able to back up at first, back up at third, that could do it all. He's an infielder by trade, and they got it. And I guess here's my question, okay? And this is a... We've kind of touched on this, but we haven't gone in depth, all right? One of the things that Mark Attanasio said at the On Deck event when they talked about cutting back payroll and not spending as much, but kind of retooling some of the roster, do you, and again, Mark Attanasio goes back to his department of analytics to tell him kind of where they're at as a baseball team. And he said, our analytics department has been right on pretty much through the years for what they look at our baseball team to be. And even the year that they surprised a lot of people, they didn't surprise people inside the building because they thought, here's the potential for this team and what we believe they can do. So the question then becomes, with the players that they have added, how do you feel about this baseball team? Tom Ricketts, in his introductory press conference yesterday for the Chicago Cubs, says that he feels, talent-wise, the Cubs are by far the best team in the National League Central. Mark Attanasio says his analytics say they have acquired the pieces and put a good team together. And they believe that they've got guys with, quote, like kind of like lightning in a bottle when it comes to the pitching staff. And they've got enough depth now, outfield and infield, to sustain. So you tell me, how good do you feel your team is? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. How good do you believe the Milwaukee Brewers to be? I'm not looking for a prediction, okay? I'm not looking for win totals and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we'll get into that come the beginning of the season. But what I'm looking for is, And I don't want to use the word competitive because that's an ugly word to me. I think that's a dirty word, to be honest with you. But how likely is it that this team is indeed vying for the top spot in the National League Central? With the moves that they had made, the players they let go, and the ability, monetarily, I guess, the best way to put it, flexibility-wise, middle of the season, not that they're really going to make a big deal to bring in a lot of money, but how flexible do you think this team is that if they're in it at the midway point that they have the likelihood to make a deal? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to know. 855-830-8648. I'd love to hear from you. How optimistic are you that this team is legitimately going to be vying for the top spot in the National League Central? This one is from Mark right away. Mark says, looking forward to the Brewers season. I think they've got 87 wins in them. That may not win them the division, but it'll put them in the wild card. I'm looking forward to the Brewers in the postseason again this year. 87, I'm not looking for predictions on wins. I mean, if you want to give it, that's fine. But I'm not necessarily looking for predictions on wins. But I would assume you are correct. With the National League Central being about as even as I can remember it in a while, the Cubs are looking to be good. Okay, they didn't spend a ton of money this offseason, but they're coming back with what they believe to be a very talented team, and they should be. I think one of the X factors right now is John Lester. John Lester, for the first time in a long time, he was not the automatic guy going to the hill that he had been in the past. Last year, he showed a lot of fallibility. And he's getting up there in age. So maybe the age has finally caught up with him. If he comes back and has a really good John Lester season of 2018-2017, that's going to be a very good baseball team. But if he comes back and he can't anchor that staff, and Yu Darvish is the up-and-down Yu Darvish we know, and they really don't have a lot, Tyler Chatwood, they traded for, or they made the deal for, and he didn't turn out to be all that. I mean, if their pitching starts to turn out, they're going to be a really good baseball team, regardless. But if it doesn't, and Chris Bryant, they're depending on him having a big season to watch his trade value go up. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know what the Cubs are going to be. The Cardinals, they're praying to God that a lot of their aging veterans don't fall off the table, and the team that is actually done their due diligence has been the Cincinnati Reds. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. How good do you think this team legitimately is going to be? Phone lines are open. Give us a shout, because Brewers fans, you've been wanting to talk Brewers baseball for a while now, and I want to get into this because I think it's fair. But how good do you think this is going to be? This was from John. John writes in Wendy's email inbox, I've got a 92-win team, and I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to surprise people, and I think their pitching is going to be better than what people are predicting. Nobody's paying attention to the numbers inside a dome, inside the National League Central, and outside of the National League Central. If you look at a lot of the analytics, I think that's what Mark Attanasio was looking at. This is going to be a pretty decent rotation with a lot of number threes. While they don't have a true number one, I think they've got enough pitching with the offense they have that is going to win them a lot of games. I'm hoping you're right. This one is from Donald. Donald writes in the Winnie's email inbox, hey, unit, love the topic. I think Josh Hader got screwed, but that's another story for another day. I think he has been the utility man in the bullpen that everybody would love to have, and we decided to go at him on the cheap. What does that say about our organization? I don't think they spent enough money in the offseason. Let's hope there's a trade to be made mid-portion of the season. I think they'll be right there with the Cubs and the Reds. I think the Cardinals are going to fall off. Yes, this team can go for it, but they have to have one or two more pieces to do so. Do you see them getting another pitcher at the trade deadline? I haven't taken a look that far down the road. Usually this time of year, you're kind of looking about what free agents are out there, and then you're looking maybe what deal might be made before the end of camp breaks, so to speak, for teams starting to come to their, you know, not necessarily north in all, you know, facets, but for teams starting to head to the big league ballparks. And then after that, they start talking about who may or may not be available for a trade if indeed a team is faltering, because usually you're looking for high-dollar guys, guys with names, guys near the last year or two of their contract that teams are looking to dump salary. That would be what you're looking for. Or an up-and-comer that can draw a bunch of prospects. Well, the prospect side of thing I don't think is going to happen because the Brewers don't have a ton of prospects to give. So you would then have to look in the direction of, can they take on somebody's salary for a half a year or what have you, or a year and a half, to where they have the ability to control them and they can come in and then definitely benefit the team. That would be the direction you would probably go, because I just don't think the Brewers have enough in the minor league system to sustain. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. This is from Joe. Joe writes in Wendy's email inbox, I think they're going to be second in the division. The Cubs are going to be third. Cardinals fourth. The Reds will win it. I hate to say this, but Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnell have that pitching staff throwing the ball really well from last season. I only expect them to get better this year. And now they've got some big bats in the lineup, including R. Moustakas. Look for him to get 38 home runs hitting out of Great American Ballpark. And then he's got at the bottom, and the question mark is, how are the Brewers going to replace that? That's a good call. When we had Adam, I was listening to Adam. I think it's going to be more of a team that can, you know, hit a lot of doubles, move guys over. I think the Brewers are going to be more of that kind of team. They still have the ability to hit home runs. Don't get me wrong. You still have Christian Yelich. I think Lorenzo Cain. Ryan Braun can give you some, maybe anywhere from 20 to 25 dingers. But you're not going to see Keston Hiura, obviously, a full season in the bigs. Let's see what he can do. But I don't think they're going to be a team that's going to bomb as many as they had last year. I think they're going to go maybe a little more station-to-station baseball or, you know, doubles down the line, doubles into the gap, things like that. But, yeah, they did make a deal for a guy that does that as well. Brewers manager Craig Counsell, he was kind of that light-hitting middle infielder. He prided himself in versatility, and they picked up last night Brock Holt, kind of the same type of cat. And he's a guy that, you know, pending physical, will be with the Brewers whether if it's not today, it'll be tomorrow. But he's a 270 hitter, 23 dingers last season. And he can hit right around 300 or give you an OPS of about 300 or plus, and not a bad way to go, a guy that can be versatile. And so if Orlando Arcia or Keston Hiura or anybody, Suter or Sogard, I should say, anybody needs a break, he's a guy that can do it. Plays all over. Very fiery guy. A guy that's very likable by the fans. So the Brewers, I think, making a pretty decent move to just give them some additional depth. 855-830-8648. When we come back, we'll talk some pro football, some NFL football, NFL football analyst for Pro Football Focus. Sam Monson is going to be here. We'll talk with him a little bit about the Green Bay Packers and the numbers, how the numbers look analytically for this team, where their biggest needs and weaknesses are going into the NFL free agency period and the NFL draft. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are with us today. Always glad you're here, but talking a little football is you got the combine right around the corner, the NFL draft right around the corner, free agency right around the corner, and in the dust is now settled on the NFL season, right? So that being said, analytically, the biggest needs for the Green Bay Packers are what? Sam Monson, NFL analyst for the Pro Football Focus, now joining us. You can get him at PFF_Sam on Twitter. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Sam, how you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
We're doing well. So if I start to look at all the numbers analytically for the Green Bay Packers, the Packers, not a bad team. Overall rated when it came to when I was looking at some of your stuff, they're not bad. They're near the top 10. Overall offense was okay. Their defense was okay. But their run defense was poor. If I'm looking at all of this, their pass rush being very good. So when you start to break the numbers down, what are some of the bigger holes that the Packers have to fill going into this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one is trying to find that second or third receiving weapon that Aaron Rodgers is comfortable in. You know, we've had this situation for a number of years now, it's that he trusts Davante Adams and pretty much nobody else. And, you know, we saw glimpses of trust between, or glimpses of a connection with Alan Lazard, and they've drafted guys to try and be that second and third receiver, and just none of them have really emerged. And, you know, I still don't know if we have a clear understanding of whether that is an Aaron Rodgers problem or if that is the guys that they've drafted, if that's their issue. But either way, I think they need to take a second shot at that. They need to go and get some more guys in this draft, which is one of the best draft classes for receivers in years, and at least conclusively answer whether it is an Aaron Rodgers problem or if it's the fact that the guys they drafted haven't been able to get it done. But I think they need at least one other quality receiver that we know he can trust and can get the ball to.
Now, one of the other areas that a lot of people talked about when we were specifically down at Super Bowl was getting more big bodies around Kenny Clark. They looked at Lowry and Lancaster and a couple of those guys, and they said, look, it's great that they're workhorses, but they're guys. I mean, is there anything special between the beef around Kenny Clark or the middle linebacking position coming from Blake Martinez that this Packers team can say, we're safe there, or do they need upgrades at both?
I mean, I think linebacker in particular, you could definitely stand to upgrade there. There's a really intriguing connection that I keep making in free agency between the Packers and Corey Littleton from the Rams. You know, Corey Littleton over the last few years has emerged as one of the best coverage linebackers in all of football. I think that would be a really intriguing option. He's got some athleticism. He can flow to the ball as well. But coverage is where he really stands out and distances himself from the pack. And that's what you need in today's NFL. So that would be a really intriguing option. And also in free agency, this is a strange year for, you know, unusually good kind of modern-day nose tackles. And I know Kenny Clark plays nose tackle as well, but Clark has shown that he's got the ability to become a three-down and every-down pass-rushing type of defensive interior guy. And you could potentially line him up more as a three-technique type of player and free up space inside for a guy, whether it's DJ Reader from the Texans, whether it's Javon Hargrave from the Steelers, even a Shelby Harris from Denver. There's a ton of those sort of big-bodied, run-stuffing specialists, but guys that have shown they can rush the passer as well.
So I guess my next question is, how secure should we, if they get the beef up front, how secure are they in the secondary with the likes of Jair Alexander and what they picked up over the last couple of years, Kevin King being healthy, even though he's had some issues over the last couple of years prior as well? How secure are they in that secondary?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of young talent in that secondary, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them target like one specific addition. I think you have to take something like the approach that the 49ers took this time a year ago, which is, look, we're not making sweeping wholesale changes. We like the talent of this young group. We think they're going to get better in the offseason, and you'll see a better version of them next year. I think the Packers can do a similar thing, but the 49ers had Richard Sherman as well, and he was kind of the glue that built all of that, bound everything together. I don't know that the Packers really have that, and if they were to target one specific guy that could help everybody else develop and build around him, I think it would definitely be a good thing.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and that's where all the focus lies about, is he or is he not still Aaron Rodgers? Give me your thoughts. I mean, we saw certain people break down film and say, well, he's holding on to the ball, he's passing up open receivers, it's a trust factor. And then I see some of the film from the NFC Championship game, and he has a right to have some of the trust issues because guys didn't sit in zones, didn't go where they were supposed to be. He's focused on one guy. Is Aaron Rodgers still Aaron Rodgers, do you believe?
I think that's really the big question. I honestly don't know if anybody knows the answer to that question. I had just about given up hope of seeing that guy again, and then we saw one of the best performances from him in years, you know, at a really critical time. So I think the ability is still there. There's always been mitigating circumstances, whether it's the offense, whether it's the system, whether it is receivers that haven't been getting open. Every time you look to sort of criticize Aaron Rodgers or pick holes in his game, there's always something else at play as well that makes it more than just an easy, simple thing to knock him. So that's why I'm saying that, you know, whether it is him or not, I think that they owe it to themselves to basically go hard after receivers again and give him some guys that, you know, he can definitely trust and sort of firmly put the ball in his court.
The rest of the division, the other teams in the division, Minnesota, they are way over the salary cap. Where do you see this team going?
They are way over the salary cap, but only now. You know, when you roll into the new year and a few people, contracts expire, they're not as bad. They're not in as bad a situation as it currently looks for 2020. So they also, I think, have one of the best salary cap guys in the NFL over a period of time. So I think the Vikings will be fine in terms of their salary cap. I think they're less fine in terms of what that roster is starting to do. I think generally starting to erode and decline a little bit, and they do have some pretty significant holes that they need to attack and need to succeed in plugging up, particularly a cornerback. I think corner is a real problem for them. And then the offensive line has been a problem for years, and even though they've thrown resources at it, they don't appear to be able to actually hit on any of the proposed solutions. So I think the Vikings definitely have some problems coming down the road, even if one of them isn't necessarily, you know, a disastrous salary cap situation.
The other aspect, I'm looking at the Bears. And the Bears, defensively, there's talk about trading Khalil Mack. They don't know what they're specifically going to do at quarterback. Do they bring in another quarterback to put pressure on Mitchell Trubisky? Where are the Bears?
I think the Bears are hamstrung by the fact that they're kind of stuck with Trubisky. You know, they traded away all the draft capital to make that happen and to make the Khalil Mack move happen. So they don't really have the moves to attack another young quarterback in the draft. And equally, you know, Trubisky, there were reports that Trubisky was sort of turning off TVs in the building so that the noise of criticism didn't get into the facility. Like, that guy is not going to react well to having competition brought in for his job in free agency. So I think the Bears are really in a problem spot because they've got a quarterback who is sort of proven not to be the guy, and they're kind of stuck with him until an obvious alternative and an upgrade presents itself.
The Detroit Lions, with their quarterback having a broken back from last season, obviously healing up, trying to come back and be a part of this thing coming up next year. They still need some help on their defense. How far away are they from actually being a team that you have to consistently worry about?
Yeah, it feels like the Lions are quite a way away, particularly if they do end up trading Darius Slay, as the rumors are right now. They're a team that would rely entirely on how much Matthew Stafford can get done almost by himself. They have a few talented players, and they've got some strength in certain areas, but there's a lot wrong with that team right now, and they don't give you a tremendous amount of confidence that they're all heading in the right direction.
Always great to chat. I appreciate the time. Sam, they can find you over there on Twitter at @PFF_Sam and Pro Football Focus. Obviously, you guys continue to get it done. When do we start looking for your grades to come out for all the guys going to the Combine? Immediately following or when?
Yeah, I'm not sure when our update for the Combine grade or Combine draft guide is. I think it's immediately following the Combine itself. We put out a revised version of the draft guide with all the Combine data and grades and all that kind of thing. But you can get the first version right now.
Always great to chat, Sam. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Anytime. Take it easy.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Breaking down the Packers just a little bit and the rest of the NFC North as the Green Bay Packers look to add a few pieces. So he's talking about extra weapons for Aaron Rodgers. We all knew. More beef up front for Kenny Clark and a middle linebacker. Those three positions need to be upgraded. That's what I would assume the Packers are going to be targeting this year. There is going to be availability when it comes to the wide receiver position as far as depth goes in the draft. But still, you'd like to see somebody taken in the first day. To really solidify that wide receiver position, probably another veteran to come in as well. So we'll wait and see. But there's going to be a flurry, fast and furious, to try to get Aaron Rodgers some additional help as well. Sam joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Want to remind you that our friends over there at Robert Hack Diamonds, they got a couple of locations. Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton in Milwaukee. Port Washington and Green Tree Roads. Go to Robert Hack, HACK, Diamonds. RobertHackDiamonds.com. That's RobertHackDiamonds.com. Also, did you get into the Social House over the last couple of days? Maybe some of you went out there and watched the race yesterday. Right there on West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Great for watching any sport in a cozy environment, cozy atmosphere. Maybe get that cheese curd burglar. Don't forget Sunday, you can stop in and get yourself a mixed cocktail and get free pancakes along with it. And also, that's our friends at the Social House. You can follow them on Facebook. Follow them on the Facebook fan page as well. And then there's Usinger. We're right around the corner from tailgate season and opening up at Miller Park. Don't forget, make it a Usinger type of season. Usinger, Usinger.com. Go to your local grocer, start stocking up now, and get ready for tailgate season. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
I think it's a time of excitement. It's that doesn't change. I mean, I think we're all excited. I don't think that we're all excited to get started and get started together. Tomorrow's our first day of that. So it's the beginning, right? And that's what we're all excited to start on. And this will be a different team. It'll have a different feel. We'll be better at some things, probably not as good at other things, but hopefully that cumulatively we're a better baseball team.
That is Craig Counsell, manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. We'll talk more about what he had to say and also take a look at that outfield. They've got a lot of depth now all over that team. With the signing last night, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Team Hochberg. If you own a home or maybe rent an apartment, they'd like to give you, Team Hochberg would like to give you an opportunity to have them pay your rent or mortgage, listen up, for an entire year. You heard me right. They're giving listeners an opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. Team Hochberg, they teamed up with the Blackhawks. So there's some hockey fans in the area. So listen up. Because they don't have an NHL team here in our own backyard, they teamed up with the Blackhawks. Okay. So they're going to offer a couple of renters and a couple of homeowners the opportunity to shoot the puck during the March 22nd Blackhawks game. All right? If you score the goal, which you get to go on the ice, you get to hang out, take the slap shot, put it in the goal, they will either pay your rent or mortgage for an entire year, but you cannot win unless you register. Go to ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. Team Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. Team Hochberg. The registration ends February 29th. You can register, review all the official rules and details at ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. That is ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. And they saved myself and just thousands of radio listeners, just like yourself, a ton of money that you just don't have to be paying to the bank if you don't have to. You know, they can reduce the interest rate. They can do many different things to help you out and pay off a lot of your debt. 855-56-DAVID. 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com. That's 56David.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. Just good people. Good people. I use them. Just go try it. So the Brewers right now, okay, this is the way kind of things would look. With Sogard over at third, with Orlando Arcia at short, Keston Hira at second, depending on the day of the week, either Smoke or Braun or somebody over there at first, Garcia in right, Lorenzo Cain in center, Christian Yelich now moving over to left, they've talked about. So, and then you could possibly have, like I said, Smoke could be your first baseman. Brock Holt could be one of your backup infielders. Your outfielder is Ben Gamel. You've got Smoke can also play the outfield. So can Brock Holt, by the way. So they've got three guys that can play the outfield and three guys in Jed Gorko and Holt and Smoke. They can all play the infield as well. Smoke's more of a first baseman, but Holt can play anywhere. They're pretty deep. They've got kind of a log jam right now. So when we were going into a promo stuff yesterday, and you probably heard it, and that's one of the reasons you're probably paying attention today is, look, we all know Christian Yelich is going to have that bounce back season. He ended up going down with the injury. You hope that he can pick up where he left off last year, right? That's where we're at. But If you had to say this season hinges upon a couple of players, who is it? Who is it? Who would it be? Think about that for a minute. Who would it be? Because is it going to be, to me, if I had to say I'm going to sit here and bet on players to have big seasons that will then propel this team forward, I think a couple of players specifically. One, obviously Christian Yelich. Two, a rebound season out of Lorenzo Cain. A big rebound season out of Lorenzo Cain. And then probably third for me, if you're talking offensively speaking, can he just repeat what he did last year? And that's Keston Hiura. You have those three guys in the middle of your lineup, you're going to score quite a few runs. Give me an average year out of a guy like Ryan Braun and company, and you're going to be good. You can say Sogard, the lefty, playing over at third base. But those three guys, middle of your lineup, Cain, Yelich, Hiura, those three guys, they have big seasons to me. You're off and running as a Brewers fan. You're feeling pretty good. So think about that. During the break, we're going to come back. After Christian Yelich, who has to have a big season for the Milwaukee Brewers? For this team really, really, really to have a legitimate shot. Think about it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.